Everyone to the meeting and ask that you stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's always a pleasure to have our reporter, Danny Crank, here. Dan, you want to take the podium, please?
I'll go first then. I want to thank the commissioners for giving me this opportunity to address you this morning. I'll be very brief. I know you have a very busy schedule. I know you all are aware of the project I'm working on with the engineer's office. And I just want you to know that I talked with Greg Wilkins 2 weeks ago, and he's very satisfied the way the project is moving and is very thankful for our assistance. And I'm glad we're able to help Greg out over in the engineer's office.
Danny, for what it's worth, I don't know that everybody knows what that program is.
The engineer's office had about 10 years of back scanning they needed to get caught up on. And I have two young ladies that I've been sending over there 2 or 3 days a week to help Greg with that back scanning project. We're making a big dent in that, and it's a project that Greg's really wanted to get caught up on, and he hasn't had the time or the personnel, and we're just glad that we're able to help him do that. So it's been a great project for my office and his office. And even though back scanning is sort of a pretty easy process, one of the issues that I think is coming from my office has been able to help Greg on some of those scanning plats and resolutions and things have been different sizes. So my girls who do a lot of scanning have been able to do that with relatively ease, so I'm pretty happy with that part of it. So, about a year and a half ago, I took my images off the internet, and that was a decision I made because a small percentage of my documents have personal information on them, such as Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, and other personal information. As president of the Ohio Recorders Association, I worked very close with Senator Niehaus on the identity theft bill. In the final passage of the bill, it allows me the right to put my information back on the internet with passwords from users of my site. I am not comfortable with that since I must now, with the passage of the new public records law, allow anybody to have access to my records who requests a password. Many title companies now have plants in third world countries and not comfortable giving out personal information to people I do not know. I can hire a software vendor to mask all personal information from my records. That would cost me about $185,000 to do that. In order to save that money, my staff is going through all of our old books, searching for documents with personal information manually and masking in order to save the county $185,000. In 2006, we went out on bid for a new software vendor for our office. We did decide on a new vendor after 17 years relationship with our previous vendor. As a result of our going out for bid, my best projection is that over 5 years we will save approximately $600,000 in the recorder's office with the new computer system. We feel we have the premier software package in this state. As you know, we're the first recorder's office in Ohio to do electronic recordings. And 3 weeks ago, our software vendor had clients from Michigan come into our office to show off our system. That's how good it is. In addition, we were chosen by our vendor to be the beta site for their new software package called 3. How about that for a name? 3. Denise Gall, my chief deputy, has been working daily with the vendor to create upgrades to the system. And I am proud to announce, with the help of Denise, the upgrades are nearing completion. And as a result of that, 2 weeks ago, we had recorders from all over the state come into our office to look at the premier program with the help of Denise and COT Systems. We've been able to put together for the vendor. It's a fantastic system. And I'm very fortunate to have Denise and her capable computer skills in my office. And in addition, Denise has the same goals as I do, and that's to make Butler County the premier recorder's office in the state of Ohio. But after saving all that, trying to tell you how I'm trying to save money for the county, I'm really here today to tell you that I would like to give back to the commissioners $100,000 out of my micrographic computer fund for your general fund use. And that's what I'm really here to tell you, that as a result of my bids, I'm able to return that kind of money back to the state this year. So I'll be getting with Tim, and we'll transfer that money back to the general fund account, okay?
Oh, Dan, that's great.
Thank you.
You always have a very professional office, and Denise, congratulations, and I appreciate you and your staff's hard work.
Great. Thank you much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
You guys have any comments on that?
No, it's a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Go into communications, please.
I want to move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Okay. Any adjustments to the communications that we want to make?
We wanted to poll one, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Where is it on the agenda?
Okay, approve with the restructuring plan. Yeah, we asked that you pull that one.
Okay.
Want to read the statement?
Yeah. We're pulling the restructuring plan for the Department of Environmental Services. We have some indication that Hamilton is willing to work with us on the water rates, and we want to look again at working through attrition, wage and hiring freezes, and working with the unions in that regard. Our goal is to be able to show a reduction in water rates for our customers by the first or second quarter of 2009, and we feel that we can accomplish that. So that's why that's being pulled at this time. Okay, with that in mind, you want to...
Okay, so we go into communications. There are two travel requests for your approval. First is for Mary Lynn Loader for the OWEA annual conference in Cleveland, $646. Then Honorable Judge Noah Powers for the from Common Pleas for the 14th annual drug court conference in St. Louis, Missouri, $520. Next, we have budget adjustments and transfers, and I apologize for not giving you guys copies. First is to reduce budget in Fund 721 for misdemeanor jail reduction by $6,582. Next, in the Juvenile Rehab Center Fund 910 transfer funds between accounts to allow for an increase in overtime incurred at that facility. Next, the Fund 3530, the Sewer Construction Fund, we need to appropriate an additional $24 for a error in the carryover of a fund balance. Next, the Water Capacity Fund, Fund 4110. We have a transfer of $483 between accounts for the capitalization of labor for the second quarter. Next, in the Water R&I Fund, Fund 4120, we have transfer between accounts, again, for capitalization of labor in the amount of $36 and $321. Also in the Water R&I Fund, we fund 4120. We are appropriating new budget money in the amount of $189,500 for a new project at the Cincinnati-Dayton Road-Westchester Road intersection. And finally, under the Water Construction Fund, Fund 4130, we have an increase in budget of $5,809 to account for an item that was not in original budget. Next, for the county care facility, we have a transfer to the general fund of $26,000 that repays a previously advance that was made to the county care facility. Next, you're asked to approve increase in estimated resources or revenues in Fund 2025 and Fund 5200 in amount of $83,775 and $50,000 respectively. Going on to personnel, we first have Matthew Ellis, member of the collective bargaining unit in Children's Services, a step increasing from $12.28 to $12.68 an hour, effective July 4th. Next, under Children's Services, we have Anthony Rose, collective bargaining unit, Social Service Worker 3, step increase from $21.70 to $22.43. Next, Julie Macapertris, is a social service worker 3, children's services, collective bargaining, step increase from 1869 to 1932, effective June 27th. Next, we have Sherry Bluster, who is a member of the collective bargaining unit, social service worker 4 in children's services, step increase from $21.47 to $22.18, effective June 30th. Next, we have a request for Emily Sabin to be paid $29.46 for comp time hours, and that is at Children's Services. Finally, next at Environmental Services, we have Chris Smith, who is a wastewater operator 2, is getting a pay increase for a license bonus, increasing his pay from $20.70 an hour to $21.57 an hour. Also, Environmental Services, Phil Ledford, who is receiving a pay rate for a reassignment as a chief operator for a five-day period. His rate will be increased to $30.50, effective June 19th through June 23rd. Under Job and Family Services, you're requested to approve an agreement for Community Counseling Crisis Center beginning July 1, 2008 through June 30th, 2009 in the amount of $100,000 for 211 services for the agency. This program provides and all counties have it, provides a call-in number for emergency assistance when someone finds themselves in need, and then they're then redirected to the appropriate agency that can provide the service or has provided services direct from Community Counseling Crisis Center. Next, a second request from Job and Family Services is to approve a contract for $125,000 with Butler County Mental Health Board, effective July 1, 08 to June 30, 09, in order to provide professional guidance and locate providers and perform mental function capability assessment services for Job and Family Services for clients for disability determination. Now, under Water and Sewer, we request you to approve a contract 04-C2 for SCADA Motorola replacement in Phase 2, which is awarded to Lake Erie Electric in the amount of $140,840 even. Environmental Services also request you authorize Butler County Water and Sewer Department to reimburse Cardinal Laboratories $5,000, offset a portion of diagnostic and repair costs incurred during the refurbishment process of a system that was sold. Next, under the engineer, continuing under Water and Sewer, approve a contract between Miller's Breweries East and TechSoft to allow Solid Waste Management District to provide grant funding for a 2008 intern program involving those companies. Environmental Services also requesting you to authorize a reimbursement of unspent grant funds in the amount of $9,452 to be returned to the Ohio EPA. They also request you to release a one-year maintenance bond for public water and sewer line extensions to Glenwood, the Glenview Farms Estate. And then finally, they ask that you release a one-year maintenance bond for public sewer lines for the Francis Road Sanitary Extension in Liberty Township. The Butler County Engineer requests consideration on two legislation today. First is for you to approve a contract 2008-14 for roundabout and bike pass improvements of Lakota Drive, awarded to OKIND Inc., doing business as Silverhawk, in the amount of $729,381. The engineer also asks you to approve an addendum to an engineering services agreement with Burgess and Nyepel, in the amount of $8,528. Finally, under miscellaneous, you're requested to award a contract for the purchase of InfoBox appliances for the Butler County's Avaya telephone system to Cincinnati Bell Technology Solutions in the amount of $39,799 even.
When I have 10, on the Job and Family Services, Job and Children's Services, the Crisis Center Counseling, that number 211.
Yes, sir.
Find out how much that's utilized? Is there any kind of a...
Sure. I think I have some stats here for you.
I would go ahead with it this time, but I just would like to have some information on that.
In 2006, for example, there were 22,900 calls received in that. I don't have the stats for 2007 yet. You know, effectiveness-wise, I have Job and Family Services rate the effectiveness as it relates to the overall goals and missions, and out of a scale of 5, you know, this is a rating of a 3.
Okay.
So it's satisfactory to us in that particular case. We can get more statistics if you want it.
That's good. Thank you.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners, have anything at this time?
Oh, nothing.
Nope. Anyone in the audience have anything at this time?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.